Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go then. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. It rains every day, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. And it is Hump Day Wednesday, the 24th of February. Four more days of February is on up out of here. But tonight, we're talking about doubling down on the messiness. Doubling down on the messiness. What do y'all know? Who do you know who's messy? Who do you know who's always in somebody's business? And they're only in somebody's business, not to just be in the know, but to be in the show. So this is, we talking about the type of person that's always making sure that they get the scoop on somebody. They have other people coming back to tell them the scoop on somebody else, whether it's true or not. They're going to make sure that it gets out there. So these are the type of people who will say, I'm never really in anybody's business. They just come to me. They're the type of person that will say that. But they are also the type of person that will make sure that they put that out in the atmosphere, out there in the stratosphere, out there, so everybody can hear, yeah. And if you confront them about it, they're going to be like, man, listen. Listen. You know, they say things like, well, it's not a rumor if it's true. It's not gossip if it's true. So if you say that it's not a rumor or it's not gossip, if it's true, is that like saying, well, it ain't private if I saw it? You may not have had no business seeing it. They didn't do it in front of you. You was peeping through windows, through keyholes and that type of shit. Like, grow up. What you doing? What you doing? You too old to be on your knees looking through a peephole and shit. But you know, with this technology nowadays, we have cameras that can get into little small tight spaces and pick up audio, GPS, everything. Get the whole scoop in one fell swoop. Get the whole skizoop. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Yeah, on the daily, go get a message. So we are talking about people who double down on the messiness. So when you pull them to the side, like, listen, man, you know, like, yo, you really should chill that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may give them a warning, like, yo, you know, such and such is kind of a loose cannon. If they find out that you've been running around talking about them or whatever, you know how they are. They won't hesitate to throw hands or get other people involved. They can make life a little harder for you. And they'd be like, I don't give a fuck about such and such and such. Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to force their hand. Well, you know what? I'm going to put this out there and see if somebody pick up on the line. Well, it's on them. That's really on them, but it doesn't sound like a good idea. But this is what I'm talking about when I talk about doubling down on the messiness. Doubling down on the messiness. I mean, people will double down on them, go all the way down. Shelly Always Shine Bright says, those are people with nothing to do. I'm too fucking busy to listen to that shit. Well, you may be too busy to listen to it, but you know that when it comes to the 411, the scoop, the gossip, the tea, and all of that, there are always going to be people who are going to listen to that shit. I've seen people who claim that they ain't about that life. They not into that messiness. I've seen them. They all ears. Well, as long as I don't spread it, it's all good. But I'll listen to it. But they never just listen to it. They listen to it and they spread it also. You know, they got their little knife out. They got their little peanut butter and jelly jar. They spreading it. They doing what they do. My man, comedian Sean Clay, what's going on, my brother? My brother, my mellow, my man, and LaRuth Young, 73. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all mucho. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some you. And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. Couch Chamber, let me five already. I say the couch chamber, Lynn, my favorita, and Lawrence Sakel, my brother, my real brother. What's going on, my man, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world? So, yeah, so tonight we're talking about doubling down on the messiness, doubling down. So when you, like I said, when you confront them about it, when you step to them about it, or when you warn them about it, whatever, they say, nah, I'm a shit. If you thought that was fresh. If you thought that was fresh, bust this. And they will try to make it a little bit worse. And it's a serious situation because, you know, just because somebody does something in public doesn't mean that they necessarily want their business to be public. You can be forced to do some things in public that you didn't really mean to be public. If you get into a fight in public, it doesn't mean that you started the fight. Somebody could have just wanted to fight you and you tried not to fight them. But you know how it is. When somebody declares war against you and you ignore the war that was declared, you're going to get your ass whooped. And you know how nothing is more pathetic looking than seeing somebody who doesn't want to fight in a fight. So they are basically enabling somebody to whoop their ass, hoping that somebody will step in and all that kind of shit. So what I'm saying is, It doesn't necessarily even have to be a physical fight, but something could happen to you out in public that wasn't public. Like somebody puts your business out there in public to try to demean you because they was mad at you because they felt some kind of way about you or whatever. And, you know, so they just put it out there with men, you know, many women have been like, ah, that's why you're a little dick motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. You know, dudes talk about chicks wheeze and, you know, how they really ugly. And, you know what I mean? Ah, that pussy garbage and it stink too. And, you know, and like you may not have promoted all of this. You didn't come outside for all of that. But somebody put you in a messy situation because they were messy. That's why I think it's dangerous to hang around people or be around people who are about that messiness, because then you become messy by association. You know, people get to be like, oh, yeah, you cool with such and such. I saw y'all. Like, nah, you didn't see us out. You saw me out and you saw them out. And we were out at the same time, but we weren't together. But it can have that look like y'all were together. But anyway, when you talk about them doubling down on their messiness, you may become part of somebody's messy situation through no fault or effort of your own. And now people saw what happened to you. You could have just got cussed out by somebody. But somebody who saw it made it into not only did they get cussed out, this is what they said. And they got punched in the mouth and cussed out. And, you know, you know it happens. You know it happens. People twist stories, turn stories, make it into a story. Like, whereas this would have been nothing to report. It would have been nothing worthy of even really bringing up. They make it into something that is definitely newsworthy, but not the real news. Something like a TMZ, something like Entertainment Tonight, something like that, you know? So yeah, like I said, it's a tough situation, and it's not a situation that most people welcome about themselves. But people will be quick to tell you, well, I mean, it happened out in public. I'm not reporting nothing that nobody don't know about. They shouldn't have been doing what they did out in public, but that's not what happened. They didn't do anything in public. Something happened to them in public. That's like saying that somebody got hit by a car out in public. Like, yo, he made himself get hit by a car. He was out there dancing in the street, butt naked with nothing but a pair of Tims on. He must be on that wet. Like, no, he wasn't butt naked. He did have on a pair of Tims, but he was fully dressed, and he did not deserve to get hit by a car. Who deserves to get hit by a car? What's going on, Cherry? It's Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with famous. What's going on, Dana Dane? It's the Dane. How y'all feeling, man? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. I don't know. I don't like all that gossip shit. I never have. And I probably would feel different about it if I didn't see how messy it got in certain situations. People who run their mouth all the time, I've seen them get punched in their mouth, and it still didn't stop them from running their mouth. So to me, that's like them doubling down on the messiness. Like, you got your ass whooped over running your mouth about something that was true, or you ran your mouth about something that was false and you kept reporting it like it was true. You didn't even really care. You didn't even really care to go and verify the information. You was just happy to have some information, because people do this shit for popularity. You know, you can get very popular if you have the skinny on people. People like that shit. You know, and it would be easy for me to say that only women like that shit, but that is far from true. I know plenty of niggas that love some gossip. They love that shit. They love to hear what's going on in the office, at the plant, on the job, on the site, at the club. They love that shit, and they will double down on the messiness. I think anytime I hear a dude out there running his mouth a lot, spreading rumors and snitching. I'm not impressed by that. I don't think that's not cool. That's not cool. But like I said, one of the ways that they double down on it is they say, well, I mean, if it wasn't out there to be seen, I wouldn't have nothing to talk about. Or they'll say, this is everybody know this information. It ain't like I'm spreading no rumors. Everybody saw this shit. Everybody know about this shit. I wasn't even the first one to tell you about it. And they may very well be the first person to tell you about it, but messiness. You know what I mean? People have gone to jail over male messiness. Dudes pillow talking and ratting. Telling, you know what I mean? Like, listen, a nigga will say a whole lot of shit when he's alone with a woman. Telling all the details of the operation and how, you know, he got caught out of town because he was supposed to be going to go to the connect to get this, that, and the third taken care of. But what really happened was he got a shorty that's out of town, and he went to go see her first. And he wasn't even supposed to meet with his connect until 3 days later, but he spent the first two with his shorty. And his girl got wind that where he was up in the hotel or at the crib or the lodge or whatever, and she came and blew up the spot. And from there, you know, he had the pounds in the trunk, and that's how the cops got involved, because his girl got mad. She started talking. She started giving it up. Like, yeah, well, he got drugs in the car. Yeah. Doubling down on the messiness. That's what we're talking about tonight on the daily go get a Mism show. So gossip is one of those things that people do that is messy, that people defend, because some people really, really defend people who gossip. You know it, and I know it. Look at how many fans Wendy Williams has. You know why Wendy Williams has a lot of fans? Because people like gossip. You are a minority if you don't participate in that kind of bullshit. You ever think about it like that? Yeah. If you mind your business and are adamant about minding your business and not getting into anybody else's shit, more than likely you are a minority. You are a black person with freckles. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you are a unicorn. You're a mermaid. That's what you is. But doubling down on the messiness comes when the messy person is confronted and they decide, I'm going to heap a few more scoops. Give me some of them nuts. Give me some of that chocolate. Give me some of that caramel. We're going to make this shit. We're going to make it. We about to really do it to death. What's going on, Will Horn? Will Horn, good to see me some. You, Will Horn, to the break of dawn. So let me see what y'all talking about. What y'all talking about? If y'all talking about anything, y'all talking yet? All right, let me see. And so Jones says, somebody had to point out my current and me, wait a minute, and my ex was in the same room. Oh, point out that me and my ex was in the same room. My current and my ex was in the same room. They just had to point it out in front of people we didn't know. Yeah, that can be a messy situation. Especially, well, and so let me ask you this. Have you ever dealt with a chick that was messy? And I don't mean just messy in terms of maybe going through your shit, your phone, putting a tracking device on your ride, you know what I'm saying? Cloning your phone and shit, reading your text messages. That's a different type of messiness, but it is messy. But I'm talking about messy in terms of when you dealing with when a man who isn't messy is dealing with a chick that is messy, she will put him in a lot of situations where he may have to defend her or defend himself because she's messy. So she might be the type to get all flipped with the lip and all of that kind of shit. And so you have to confront dudes that can beat you. like, yo, man, you know, my girl said that, you know, you was calling her out her name and yelling at her and all of that. So I just wanted to talk. And next thing you know, you rumbling because your girl lied. It was all her fault. She came off with the dude all crazy. And when he wasn't having it, then she doubled down on that bullshit. Like, I go get my fucking man. Fuck you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you don't like, I never was attracted to chicks that was messy. Chicks that was running their mouth all the time. Chicks that's always out there in this one ear, that one ear, on the phone all the time, exchanging information and all that shit. Some women do it on the low, but it comes out. It comes out. You will see it. Will Horn says, what if you don't start or spread it? You just like to listen to Wendy. Then you are the reason why she's a millionaire. If nobody listened to Wendy, there wouldn't be no Wendy. And the thing about Wendy, Wendy was dirty. Like, she had niggas in New York on some old private investigator shit. They would just come to her with information, come up to the radio station with all kinds of information on cats. That wasn't true, but she was paying motherfuckers. She was paying cats for info. So some of it wound up being true. A lot of it wasn't. So, you know, I mean, you dealing with a chick that looked like a man. I'll never understand it. I don't know. You call me a hater, whatever. I don't never want to hear shit she has to say about nothing. She could say good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I don't fucking want to hear it. Turn that shit off. As soon as I hear it, well, now, click, get the fuck out of here. But she, you know, I feel some kind of way about it because she made a career off the backs of slandering and outing motherfuckers. No, just because you're a public figure, that doesn't mean your life is public. You know, you're not the president of the United States where people should have records of all your activities because national security is that. Get the fuck out of here. Who is you? No. S. Cook says, facts, people love gossip. They do. And like I said, a lot of people who say that they don't like it, they like it. They know it ain't cool to like it. That's why a lot of men, they'd be like, I don't be wanting to hear that shit, you know. They be all ears like, so for real? He did that? She did that? They get down like that? Get the fuck out of here. Nah. You know, When you start being really, really passionate about not hearing it, it separates you from the other people. Like, yo, don't come around me talking about that shit. Because one thing you can be sure of when you're dealing with a person who's messy and you're dealing with a person that doubles down on the messiness, you are going to be a part of one of those stories one day. You may not think so, and you sure as hell hope not, but you will, because they sell information. Some people do it for money, and a lot of people do it just for the fame, I know what happened. I found out what happened. I know what happened. I found out. 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 I know you want to know. I know you want to know. I'm about to tell you. Here we go. I know you want to know. I know you want to know. I'm about to tell you. Yeah. Here we go. What happened last night? I know who got shot. I know who was right. I know who got taken into the precinct. I know who's hiding out in the basement. I got the info. Everybody tells me. I said, I got the info. Everybody in the know. Nobody really knows as much as me. And since y'all know, I be telling the truth sometimes. Like now I can make up the story and make it sound any kind of fucking way I want to. I can add in all of the dry spots and I can, you know, fill in shit and yeah. And that's part of the problem. That's why a lot of messy people double down on the messiness is because people start to believe them and believe in them. Well, such and such said it, then I know it's true. Because they always in somebody's business. Think about it. We be giving credit to motherfuckers. I know if they said it, then it's true. Because they be in everybody's shit. Now, you probably said that yourself. You ain't got to say it. But you know. Yeah, well, such and such said it. Yeah, that 9 times out of 10, that's true. Because, you know, they know everything about everybody. They always up in somebody's business. We don't even know that we are enabling them to double down on the messiness. We are enabling them to double down on the messiness. And nowadays, we talk about bullying. We talk about bullying. And you know, bullying in 2021 is not what bullying was in 1991. It definitely ain't what it was in 1981 or 71. Before, bullying was when you actually confronted people, threatened them, you know, beat them up, took their lunch money, terrorized them on a regular basis, made them not want to come to school, made them not want to go to recess, made them be scared when 3 o'clock hit and it was time to go home. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. That's the bullying of old. Bullying nowadays can be done online. And at first, and I guess I ain't going to just say it at first because I still have a problem with that definition of bullying, but it's real. It's real. So for some people, well, let me just talk about what bullying online is. Bullying online is the thing that makes you not want to go online. Bullying online is the thing that makes people not want to like participate in joining in and having a decent social media experience. Like, I'm not going to write anything. I'll like some things. I ain't even going to like. Like, matter of fact, I'm not putting up a fucking profile picture. You know how many people running around here without no profile picture? You know why a lot of people don't have no profile picture? Because they don't want to be judged. They may already have some problems with insecurity, and they ain't trying to go. Listen, man. You know, whenever I see a person that got a profile picture from, like, 5 years ago or before, I know, like, that's probably the last time that they thought that they looked good. That's it. They may have gained weight. They may have suffered an illness and lost a lot of weight. You know, everybody has a life story. So when we talk about bullying, people who bully online make you not want to participate with anybody online because you know that this person is watching, they lurking, they waiting to strike, they are putting everybody's negative traits online and shit like that, and just not acting in a mature adult like way, but acting in a messy way is the new adult. Because kids don't like the younger people used to be the problem online, and they still are. But they're not the only problem. You got a lot of these 40s and 50-year-olds acting a fool. They're doing some very, very questionable things, man. Very, very questionable. Carol Chambers says it. Stacy, yep. Promise not to tell and can't wait to tell. Yeah. Word. Carol Chambers says add a little spice to it. Yeah. Got to make the story palatable. You got to make it, you know what I mean? Will Horn says, men gossip in the barbershop. And you know what? I'm going to tell you. I ain't been in a barbershop in way more than 10 years. Matter of fact, the last time I stepped foot in a barbershop for some barbering was probably 2000 and I want to say 2005. But I really think it was 2004. It may have been 2005, and it was definitely 2004. So tell you what, we're going to go with 2005. Because by then, you know, it was, I ain't had no reason to go to no barbershop. It wasn't no reason. We good. But I don't remember it being like that in the barbershop. We didn't used to gossip in no fucking barbershop. Barbershops of old ain't like barbershops of today. And maybe Maybe it's these new fake barbering, fake cut hair cutting techniques that has femaleized or feminized the barbershop, because barbershops didn't used to be like hair salons. We didn't used to gossip in no fucking barbershop. I ain't never been in no bar. Yo, that's not what we used to do. We used to talk about sports. There was a TV in barbershop. So I ain't gonna front. Some of them bitch ass barbers used to be watching them soap operas. I did feel some kind of way about that. Like, yo, what are y'all doing? I don't know what you talk about. Oh, Young and the Restless. This is my shit. I'm like, listen, man, hurry up and cut my hair. Let me get the fuck out of here. What y'all doing? I'm like, yo, for real. But no, it wasn't no. I didn't used to find out the who's who in no barbershop. The most gossip worthy things I used to hear in a barbershop was, you know, a lot of times a barber was the one, you know, he had multiple women, you know, chicks bringing they sons in to get a haircut, and you knew if he got his haircut for free, you knew what it was. But barbershop groupie chicks never hid the fact that they was fucking the barber. They was proud. You sitting in the barbershop all day, your son ain't even here, and you ain't getting your hair cut. They just in the barbershop. Yeah, my barber used to be mad, like, yo. He pulled me to the side, like, yo, man. When you leave, call back to the shop. And, like, you know, so try to get me out of the shop or whatever. I was like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. Like, yo, she been in here all day. I was like, oh, that's your joint? He was like, no, I ain't my joint, but you know, like, I ain't gonna have no joint with this joint hanging around. She in the shop all day, you know? I'm like, okay, all right. But it wasn't no, we didn't spread rumors. We didn't talk about who was doing what in the neighborhood and all. We didn't do that. I only went to the barbershop to get my hair cut. And back then, you ain't have to wait all year, you know, to get a haircut. You ain't even have to have an appointment. Cats looked a lot better, in my opinion, but they didn't have to get all pretty and gussied up and shit. That's what's wrong. Yeah, he go to barbershop. These niggas. All right, man. Oh, she said, no, I used to hang in one back in 2004. Yes, they did. Okay. Barbershop, okay. I was a shampoo girl. Oh yeah, I think that's what started doing it. See, back in the day, it wasn't no shampoo girl in the barbershop. Barbershops was barbershops. You washed your hair before you went to the barber. You didn't take your dirty ass head to the barbershop. You didn't get your hair done. But when the Philadelphia Hair Company came in with that fucking Lightfoot, yeah, I noticed. That's when the game started. Like, I lived up the street from the Philadelphia Hair Company. Now, for people who were not from Philly, the Philadelphia Hair Company was a barbershop, and it was an innovative barbershop featuring all of these really, really popular barbers from different parts of the city. So it was like the superstar barbershop. But they really wasn't all of that good. They was okay. But this is the reason I'm gonna say they wasn't that good. The reason I say that they wasn't that good. It's because, first of all, so they wanted to wash your hair. Now, in the beginning at the hair company, if you didn't want your hair washed, you didn't have to get it washed, and they didn't count it in. After a while, they said, well, listen, it's going to be the same price whether you get your hair washed or not, so you might as well let her wash your hair. Then they would blow dry your hair. You know, this is the high top fade era. It was the end of the high top fade era, but it was still in there. I'm talking about like 1990, 1991. So they would... The way they made your hair look good is they might not have really faded your shit, all of that. But because if you had a fade, they blow dried your hair, and then, you know, so it looked real sharp and your hair was looking like on some glistening shit. And they actually had this spray with the glitter spray and all that. And so you really did look fly when you got out of the barbershop, but that's because they blow dried your hair. Soon as it rained, your shit went back to the nappy way that it was, black man. So So you let this man come in here and damn near straighten your hair. So this shampoo, we used to have no shampoo girl, but I kind of understand it because the shampoo girls, having girls in the barbershop brought the hustlers in, and the hustlers always, like, hustlers are going to spend money if there's girls in the shop. If it ain't no girls in the shop, if it ain't nothing but men around, we be wanting discounts. Like, yo, man, I ain't paying that much money to get my hair cut. And then, yo, hold on, can I get a cut on the eye? They know if it's women in the shop. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, $50 for a haircut? Yeah, go ahead. You know, we tighten my beard up and all that and give me the hot towel and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I blame the Philadelphia Hair Company. I really do. Bullshit ass. Like, because I would judge you on how you, I would judge you on your clipper work. I knew what a good haircut was about. Like, if you went out West Philly, because a lot of cats could really cut out West Philly. If you went out West Philly and cats was like, yo, where you get your hair cut? You knew that you had a fly cut. Get it? You know what I'm saying? Get it? Okay. She says, I was the shampoo girlfriend. Y'all talk about people just like the ladies do. Yeah, them y'all. Not my y'all. And not in the shops I went to. Till I went to the hair company. And that's why I stopped going to that shit. It's corny. The dudes that work at the barbershop that I take my son to always talking shit on other dudes. That's why I stay in my car. See? It's their new shit. Everybody like bitches now. That's what they like. They are like bitches. I don't mean they like bitches. I don't think they like bitches. Anyway. She says, yes, Taki. Tell him, please. I just sit and pretend to watch my phone and listen. Now, I mean, you ain't got, listen, I'm giving you the history. If you would have went in them barbershops at 87, 88, 89, you're not going to hear that. No. Barbershops ain't rail no more. Once you started putting hair salons in the same shops as barbershops, I mean, what you expect? What you expect? Barbers used to get trained at Tri-City Barber School. Once they started going to Empire and Gordon Phillips and Wilfred Academy and that type of shit, yeah, they bitched them up. Taki told me something. They did it then, too. No, they didn't. Well, listen, listen. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They didn't do that like that. We wasn't going for that. We just didn't. We in the internet age now. Everything is gossip worthy. Oh, look at this shit on my phone. Yo, watch this. Yeah. No, they didn't do it. They didn't do it like that before. They just didn't. I listened to the conversations. It wasn't like that. Okay. Okay, hold on. No, it still says, yo, I have freckles if you look close. Yeah, I believe you. I believe you, my man, Cherry says. I think men talk more, especially to people that they trust, share all kinds of secrets. I'm glad I'm the keeper of secrets. Yeah, that's the pillow talk I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Well, when a man either wants to get with a woman or he really, really loves her and trusts her, yeah, he going to dump all of the tea to her. But it's going to come back to bite him in the ass, and he's going to be recognized for his little ratting and snitching and all of that. Ask the DA. You see what he about. Okay. Captain says, she still is. You're talking about Wendy Williams. I don't want to talk about her no more. There's a YouTube audio of Craig Mathis checking Wendy. Yeah, I heard that. And he checked her hard. But he a little messy ass motherfucker, his damn self. You ever watch his show? Nah, he doubles down on the messiness too. I fuck Judge Mathis. Nah, I don't like none of the motherfuckers. Jeff Hawkins, my man. My man Jeff Hawkins all up in the house. How you feeling, my man? My mellow, my man. Good to see me some you. No, it says, but alas, like you said, she's still bumping her gums. And that shit ain't going to end no time soon. Even when she get in messy shit and she get called on her shit, it ain't going to stop. Because she already built that, she already built that empire of a fan base. They ain't going nowhere. They'll be talking about her legacy is solidified. That gossip will go on long after she's gone. Somebody will jump right in. And I on the internet, there are a bunch of Wendy Williams clones. A bunch of them. And they feel justified. People watching, they be getting hundreds of thousands of views. Okay. That's because says your mom's in my business. She's in my business, girl. Can't you see? Your mom's in my business. Your mom's trying to end this. S. Cook says, Facebook is bullying me. Yeah, they bullying me too. You know what I'm saying? Stop threatening to throw me in jail. And sometimes not threatening, just doing it. That's what's up, man. All right. Jeff Hogan says, yes, oh, never gossip amongst men. Males, shake my I'm trying to tell you. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna let Taki and Will Horn try to tell me what went on in the barbershop. I went in barbershops all over the city, and I ain't hear no. Mm-mm. It's not no. Mm-mm. This is the new wave. We did not go for that bitch ass shit back in the day. We just didn't. I don't go for it now, but I'll be goddamn. If we doing that, Lawrence Siegel says, barbershop groupies. Now that's funny. You've seen them. You might have just thought that, oh, that's his girl. You know, that's his baby mom. Nah, you know you got barbershop groupies. I seen them. Cole, you know, just in the shop all day. I'm like, yo, was you working here? She's been here all day. She was here when I came in. Here when I'm gone, if I pass through later on, she's still there. Okay, all right. You couldn't hide that. Lawrence Eagle said, shampoo girls are always thick. Not always, but they was normally cute. You know, you don't want no mud duck running her fingers through your head, you know what I mean, with that little scratchy thing. Yeah. Lawrence Eagle says, son, I had a taper. So did I, son. I definitely had a taper. I had a high tape, too. Lawrence Eagle says, was it like gentrification of barbershops? I think so. Once they started merging the salons with the barbers, I was like, oh, God, here we go. But That's how they was getting the money from the hustlers. That's how they was getting it from them. You put women in any situation where there are men that you're trying to get money from, men gonna start spending. They are. If you have nothing but men gonna get real cheap. You start putting women in the mix, everybody start having a pissing contest. Well. That ain't even, I'm not even trying to fuck the chick, but I'll be goddamn if she gonna run back to other chicks talking about I'm a cheap ass nigga. So I go, especially with street dudes. They getting that fast money, and that's how they be losing their money fast. You know what I mean? You spending money on pussy you not even trying to get. It's kind of weird, but it happens. It happens. Lawrence Siegel said, yo, for all y'all who don't know, son's hair used to shine and glow. That was that afro sheen. Jeff Hawkins says, yeah, technique had to be on point. It did. We used to judge that shit heavily. Like, yo, man, you ain't really fixed that. You know, so all of that, you know, I don't know what that chalk line is that cats be having. We ain't never had that shit. This shit was tight. Or it wasn't. Your barber was either good or he was just all right. Everybody knew who the good barber was because he had a line for people waiting. You see a dude, you see 15 dudes in the barbershop waiting for one barber. And you got two other seats. And they just there. They catch somebody with kids. Oh, yeah, I got them. I got enough time to. And you always knew the good barber. You know how you knew the good barber? Because the good barber was irresponsible as shit. This motherfucker sit you in the chair, put that white thing, you know, that white, you know, whatever the shit was, around your neck, and then put the apron around you and shit. And then the motherfucker go to lunch. You just sitting in the chair. Like, he talking about something. Oh, I'll be right back. The motherfucker got you as a placeholder. You in the chair. I guess I'll be watching Young and the Restless right now. That's how arrogant barbers used to get. Since we talking about doubling down on the messiness, that's pretty messy. Like, nigga, you had me sitting in the chair for 20 minutes. I know. I mean, my fault. Oh, but you know, I ain't eat nothing. I got food delivered like a half an hour ago, and I ain't wanted to get cold, so I just had to go eat real quick. But you had to put me in the chair first? Yeah. Sean Nicole. What's going on, Sean Nicole? Good to see me, son. You. Barbara Hill, C-Say. What's going on, Bobby C-Say? How you feeling? Hold on. Saki says, I used to go with my uncles when I was little. They forget I was there and start talking about who was a hoe or gave good head, sports and local politics. That's not exactly what I consider to be gossip, but okay, not exactly. Okay, I see where you're going with it, but you said I didn't say it wasn't bitch shit. it is never like it is now, but it happened. Lulu Red Feather, what's going on, Ma? How you feeling? Good to see me, some you. Will Horn says, why do men walk around with that white line? That's so annoying. I don't know. That's new shit. I would never see a white line. You know what I mean? I would never have, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. All right. Shit, I heard getting your beard done is like $20-$30. Fuck out of here. Beard ain't no haircut. That used to be a bonus. Like, you know what I mean? It was like $5-$6 more. You was holding up the seat. I used to see motherfuckers go back in the chair. I'd be like, oh God, here we go. Come on, man. Get yourself a pair of wall clippers, and, you know what I mean? Do that shit at the crib. But, you know, from what I understand, some men just still have to have that barbershop experience. Okay. I ain't going. They never see another dime of my money, though. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, barbershop was where men could gain knowledge of enlightenment of sorts. That's an actual fact. We did used to talk a lot about, like healthy shit and definitely politics and, you know, a lot of things just dealing with life, like what old head wisdom, things like that. No, I guess it depended on which barbershop you went to. Mm-hmm. Emily says, I don't know what's going on with IG. It won't let me comment my usual way. Yeah, IG, it's bullshitting. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And tonight we are talking about doubling down on the messiness. Doubling down on the messiness. I want to take a little time to talk a little bit more about this bullying thing. Because when we talk about doubling down on the messiness, bullying can get very messy. Have y'all ever known somebody who picks on somebody else, whether they picking on them because of the way they look, because of the way they dress, because of what they know about them, because of how they grew up or whatever. But they always throwing jabs, always, you know, fucking with them, teasing them, doing dumb shit. And it could happen at work. Let's say it happens at work. So you see somebody picking on somebody at work. And you know you can't do that shit at work. That's not good teamwork. That's not good teamwork. It's not a good team atmosphere. You're not being a good team member. So they keep fucking with somebody, and somebody gets, you know, you don't come to work to be ridiculed, to be teased, to be threatened, to be feeling like in order to get my money, I got to put up with this abuse. So maybe you go and tell a supervisor or manager or somebody about what's going on. Like, listen, you know, I'm having a problem with such and such. They keep doing this, that, and the third. And you know, it's not, like, I don't think it's cool. And, you know, it's a bad situation. Okay, so the supervisor or whoever the authority person is, they have to do something about the situation. You never know what could happen. Somebody could get hurt. There could be litigation. There could be liability involved. So then they confront the person who was reported. Now, the person who was reported knows who went back and told them, because who else would go back and tell them except for the victim? So now they like, oh, okay. So your little bitch ass like to tell on people, huh? Oh, you like to be a little snitch? Okay. Well, I'm going to really give you something to tell on now. Wait till you see this shit. Waiting to double down on that messiness. So the person who was being bullied probably had to get up the courage to tell on them. And now it's out that they told. And now you have to deal with an even more severe situation than you originally had. And it's not cool. It's not cool. Doubling down on the messiness. Now, you might go to the person that was doing the bullying, like, listen, man, you know, you don't want to mess around and lose your job over some silly shit. You know, let the boy live. Let that girl do whatever she do. You know she crazy or whatever. But unfortunately, a lot of times people who bully are more sensitive than the people than the people that they bully. By the way, if y'all want to call into the show, 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. You can call. Uncensored. Call. You want to curse? Call. You want to cuss? Call. You want to swear? Call. You want to holler? Yell. You can do it right here. 319-527-6199. So, yeah. So now the bully is going all in. Because, like I said, they may be more sensitive than the person that they were bullying. And you know it's a character flaw to even want to bully a person. Why would you like to see a person scared? Why would you like to see somebody feeling uneasy? Why would you like to see somebody under pressure? You know, it's not cool, but niggas do it. It happens. Okay, wait, hold on. Oh, uh-oh. Taki Zoe says, my ex showed just how messy he is when we broke up, started spreading all kinds of rumors. I was like, well, damn, I wish I had one. I wish I had done half the shit he's talking with my boring ass. Wow. I think that it depends on the age bracket of the barbers, too. Could be. Probably. Bullying leads to so much, Will Horn says. I agree. It should lead directly to an ass whooping. This should be an arrow, like, straight to your ass. Wham! 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 What's going on, my big sis? Robin Ming is here to do a thing. What's going on, Queen? It's good to see you right here up on the scene. True. Carol Chamberlain says, now barbers take appointments. Well, they've been doing that actually for about 20, 30 years. But, yeah. Yeah, once they started doing that, I was like, this ain't good. before you just had to wait. You get to the, I remember having the line outside the barber, getting there, trying to get there early before everybody went to work. Sometimes you trying to get there before you went to school. So here it is, 6 o'clock in the morning, you out in front of the barbershop because they claim that they was opening up at 8, and they wasn't. They didn't. So it would already be a line outside the barbershop. And the line was real. That line was real. It was like, yo, I ain't going nowhere. I got to get in this chair. You know what I mean? It was on a Friday morning, like, yo, I got to get my shit touched up for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing going to get in the way. Barbara Hill CC says, the chalk in line is so the barber can color the line or correct the or connect the dots. It's the iPhone of barbering. Don't make no sense. Okay. Like all of the time that I got my face powdered, you know, after a cut, I don't remember seeing no line. I don't know. Emily says, it's like that at the barbershop my cousins work at. Everybody be waiting on him. Just be refusing the others no matter how long it takes. If you good, you good. You gonna get that paper if you good. All right. Barbara Hill says, hi. Okay, wait. Okay. What we got? Narcel says, barbershops and diners used to be the spots. My stepfather got into learning how to listen to older cats and to learn something. Okay. Sounds good. So I think that's how I learned the difference between gossip and wisdom. And there is a big difference. Jeff Hawkins says, twist is on all of the bullying shit that they can't take it when they that guy, that girl, I'm strong with the lyrics, with them lyrics. Tables turn, true story. They can't handle it. Crush them. All right. Bobby Robinson says, in the hair salon, those women gossip. Yeah. I mean, anywhere there's a lot of women, I ain't even trying to diss, it's just an actual fact. Anywhere where a lot of women are together, there's going to be a lot of messiness. There just is. There's going to be a lot of gossip. There's going to be a lot of rumors. There's going to be a whole lot of a lot of silent wars, beefing back and forth, you know, such and such. Is trying to get with my man, or they trying to act like this one, and you know she trying to be me. These bitches just mad because they can't be me. These bitches just mad because they can't be me. These bitches just mad because they can't be me. These bitches just mad because they can't be me. You mad at me because you can't be me. See me? You can't be me. Do nothing like me. You can't be me. That's why you mad at me. Look at me. You ain't me. You would never be nothing like I am. You can't be like me. Anything you do is like a sham in the scam. You can never be like me and my man. You just want my man. Hold on. Okay, there we go. Wait a minute. Okay. Levels is good. Levels is good. Okay. Yeah, but doubling down on the messiness. It's the type of shit that makes you want to put hands on somebody. Like, the Lord say when you lay hands, you should be laying hands on in a good way. But I'm about to lay hands in the... You about to get these hands, a one, a two, a three, a four, a five. See my finger, see my thumb, see my fist, you better run. See my finger, see my thumb. See my fist, you better run. I said, see my finger, see my thumb. See my fist, you better run. See my finger, see my thumb. See my fist, you better run. See my finger. See my thumb. See my fist. You had better run. See my finger, see my thumb. See my fist, you better run. See my finger, see my thumb. See my fist, you better. Pussy, fuck is wrong with you, man? Yo. 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 Jeff Hawkins, never lines, just sheer technique. Yo, you had to be good with them clippers. And yo, remember Jeff, back in the day, you knew a barber was tight when he was good with the scissors. When he was good with the scissors. If you had a block cut, that cat went up top with the scissors. He's like, yo, he up there scissoring. Your shit was sharp. Four sides on the block. You know what I mean? That taper was woo. Robbie Mix says, I never heard that song, Omar. You lie. I'll believe you. No, I'll believe you. No, Jeff Hawkins says. I never thought women who embrace the messiness of men males, yeah, usually seen as weak, gossipy, but gossipy about another man. What? Welcome to 2021. That's what we're working with. So they be bitching about these niggas, but they enabling these niggas. You enabling these little sissy clowns talking all the time, doubling down on the messiness. You messy, dog. Yo, it's not a good look. You look terrible. Jeff Hawkins says, yes, I had a wedge cut like Steve Harvey. Yeah, we call that a high taper. Around the whizzay, high taper. It was round, but it was faded like crazy. Like, I knew Steve Harvey shit was fake. Like, I was like, even before I knew you could get fake hair as a dude, I was like, yo, something ain't right. Like, here it is in the 2000s. This dude still got a fade? And you can't go from a fade that was shaped up like his to straight bald. Like, dude, who does that? Only person I know that went from straight bald to hair, went from hair to straight bald back to straight hair was R. Kelly. R. Kelly went from a fade to bald, you know, copying off of Aaron Hall. It was successful. Next thing you know, this motherfucker got braids. I'm like, what the hell? Like, you playing around with hair. Me and my man Lawrence, we went bald. It wasn't no other choice. It was the end of the line. It was Fern Rock. All my Philly peoples know what I'm talking about when I say Fern Rock. It was Fern Rock for us. It's the last stop. Get the fuck off. It's either that or get on the other platform and, you know, all right, it's Patterson Avenue for you then. It's either Fern Rock or Patterson Avenue. Mm-mm, ain't no. No, ain't no Alney, ain't no Logan. Ain't no Wyoming, ain't no Erie, no Hunting Park, no Allegheny, no Lehigh, no Susquehanna, Dolphin, no Columbia, you know, or should I say Cecil B. Moore? No Girard, no Fairmount, no Spring Garden, no Racing Vine, no City, nothing. It's Fern Rock and Patterson Avenue. That's it. Oh, I think they call it AT&T station now. Anyway.
Anyway.
Emily says, oh, you must had a timer set for 8 on IG. Shame on you. No, IG is still going. Mm-hmm. Remember, IG used to cut you off after an hour. Now, I don't know when it cut off. That should just keep going and keep going. Barbara Hill C6 says, R. Kelly was playing with hair. Yeah, he was. He was playing around with a baldy. He was teasing motherfuckers that had baldy. Well, you know, he had a baldy. We thinking like, oh, maybe his hairline was receding. Motherfucker came back with straight braids. Like, what the hell? You got a hairline and everything. What we doing? What we doing? I can't do that. When it was over, baby, it ain't over till it's over. And it was over. 2004, it was like, I'm saying bye-bye. Oh, well. Barbara Hill C6 says, it was Tupac backwards. Oh, uh-oh. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. This shit was Fern Rock. It was Patterson Avenue. That's what it was. That's what it was. All right, y'all. Let's get on the body here. Let's do these birthday shot. Doubling down on the messiness. How cool you? Why would you do it? Hey, man, you know. And I have seen people convert from being that super messy person to like more like manageable messy. I've never seen them go from being messy to like not being messy at all anymore. Oh, kaput, Tupac. Okay, I would not have. See, that's the Libra mind. I can't do that. I had nothing. I would have never, ever got that. And I mean, ever. I want to thank you for that. Because I would never. I would have been like, what does she mean by Tupac backwards? Nothing would have said, oh, spelled it backwards. I'm like, oh. I'm sitting here thinking like, yeah, well, Tupac had a baldy. Or she saying that Tupac really had hair too? I don't know how that would have made it backwards though. Thank you. All right, we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Michelle Y. Andrews turning 51 years old. Today, happy birthday to you, Michelle. And also my man Shaolin Ghost Dancer, turning 57 years old. Today, happy birthday to you. And Shana Ina Grant, turning 27 years old today. And Dorshita Pruitt, turning 47 years old today. And Tamika Sanders, turning 47 years old today. And Kalia Green, turning 39 years old today. And my girl Kim Chocolate Girl Hartsfield, happy birthday to you. And my man Dr. Paul Hopkins, my man, Dr. Paul, happy birthday to you. And Lamar Riddick, my man, Lamar. And last but not least, straight out of Oakland, California, Tasha Thick Thangs Kush. Turn that 42. I turn it 42 years old today. I want to say, just like Emily just says, all the Pisces turn up. I want to wish everybody a happy birthday. And anyone who says his birthday is glorious. February 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, listen, man, listen. Check it out, Pete Gang, you know what I'm saying? All that messy shit, whether you are a male posing as a female, is in terms of the way that you move and how you talk and the way that you communicate and relay and display yourself. Whether you're a woman who is just really, really over the top on some old mix between Wendy Williams and Jack A shit. And even if you're the type of person that's getting money at this thing, I'm not sure if that justifies your messiness. I'm just not sure. I don't know if that justifies your messiness, but I mean, as the old saying goes, you know, a nigga gonna do what niggas gonna do. So you're not gonna be able to stop it, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to put the brakes on it. Slow it down. You know, give somebody some insight. Everybody can't be wrong, and even messy people know that. So they know if enough people stop enabling their bullshit, then they're gonna have to find another way to increase their popularity. The same way they know that if enough people do facilitate that bullshit, then it's going to keep going on and on and on. She kept on. I said on and on and on. She kept on. I said on and on and on. She kept on. I said on and on and on. She kept on. The bitch been around before my mother. I want y'all to have a great night. I noticed that the days are getting a little bit longer today, And it was, the weather was a lot better. It was like in the 50s today, so that wasn't bad. It's a good look. Excuse me, that's a good look. Still, don't start snatching off your masks because you know people getting vaccinated and all that kind of shit, and I think they starting to feel like they can just, you know, get loose. It's not time to get loose yet, y'all. Don't get loose yet. You know, put the brakes on it. Don't snatch your mask off yet. It might be 2022 before you can effectively take it off and leave it off and feel good breathing with it off. But for now on, I mean, for now and the time being, you know, just protect yourself, social distance, and you know, try to make sure that you don't put your life in danger or anybody else's. As far as this messiness is concerned, hey, it's been here, it's going to be here, and it's sort of like that hair that grows in places that you don't like or in a color that you don't like. It keeps popping up, you know what I'm saying? It's going to keep on showing, but you can always manage it. Just like that hair that keeps popping up or is in a color that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night. We're going to be back tomorrow night. What are we talking about tomorrow night? Yo, tomorrow night. We're going to be back tomorrow night. Yo, tomorrow night? Oh, shit. We got some good shit tomorrow night. Now, hold on. I got to think about this because tomorrow is Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursdays. Okay, we can do this. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the things that are in your history and the things that aren't in your history. The things that are in your history and the things that aren't in your history. Sometimes we feel bad about the things that we have done or the things that are in our history. Some of the things we had no control of, like growing up poverty, roaches in the crib, no heat in the crib, not being able to afford nice clothes and other kinds of accommodations, you know, that kind of thing. Some people have have abuse in their history. A lot of people don't, but an awful lot of people do. Your history is your history. Maybe you have infidelity in your history. Maybe you have jail time in your history, prison time, all kinds of things in your history. Maybe you used to be a hoe. It's in your history. Doesn't mean that that's what's going on right now, but you can't go back and change what's in your history. So sometimes people will try to take on a persona of someone else's history when that's really not in their history. Now, you really think about the things that are in your history right now. Think about it. Is drug abuse in your history? Might not be. How about alcohol abuse? It's in my history. Is it in your history? Maybe, maybe not. You know, but whatever your history is, you know it. You know it for a fact. Other people can speculate. Now, are you proud enough of your history to teach your history to somebody else to make sure that your negative history doesn't become their present history, huh? Or their present story? That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. That's what we're talking about tomorrow night. That's what we're talking about tomorrow night. So I see y'all there at 7 o'clock. We'll be here. Y'all know how it goes down. Peace out, my dear. Right. So, Blog Talk, we out of here. I'll get back. That's work.